How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we are back. I am back.
She's back.
Welcome back. We missed you.
It's so great to be back. I was looking forward to popping on here and recording this episode because it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on the podcast. And as everyone knows, I was in Dallas for Dallas Classic and took a little extra time before and after. So now I'm officially back. But yet again, I will be leaving, as will Gina, because we are going to be in Lake Placid next week. So, yeah, it's been a very crazy time.
Yes. I'm glad you're back and glad we actually could do an episode with all three of us, because then next week, that's not going to happen.
No, it is not. We will not have a regular episode on Monday, but Gina and I plan to record while we're in Lake Placid, so you will get an episode about, you know, what we see when we're on the ground at the Olympic Center.
Yes, and it's also Olympic week, I would say, because the Paris Olympics is getting started when we're in Lake Placid, which will be really cool. We're going to be in an Olympic city while the Olympics is taking place in Paris, and Scott from FSO is actually on his way to Paris. He's going there because he covers women's basketball, so he's very excited about that. So for all of you who are going to be following the Summer Olympics, I know I will try to be watching it. It's an exciting time of the year, you know, and it also marks that we are now halfway to the Winter Olympics in 2026.
I know. Could you believe
very
it?
Very true.
It is wild to think that we're at the halfway mark, and this is really the penultimate season to the Winter Olympics. So this is the year that everything really starts to get crazy, I think. Teams are really pushing and work hard this season to stake their claim towards getting a spot at the Olympics.
Now, you know, Daphne was traveling, but Matteo, you did a little traveling?
I did too, yes. I was in the Czech Republic until Sunday, where I went to the Ice Dance Summer Camp in Česká Lípa. But I think we have to wait a little for me to share a few stories about it. So stay tuned.
Sounds good.
That sounds great. So let's get started with our general skating news. This was quite interesting to me. The quint jump has now been added to the scale of values for singles and pairs for the 2024-25 season. Every quint jump except for the quint axel has a base value of 14 points.
Do we think we're going to see a quint?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we know of anyone that is trying it?
No.
I mean, the quad axel made history, the news, and we thought that that was it, and now they're coming out with a quint jump. Okay.
Yeah, part of me is wondering if the ISU added it because they know of someone that's trying it, or my other thought is they might have just added it because since the quad axle was done, they figured, okay, we need to be ready in case whatever's next, you know, whatever next jump is to come. So I don't know, but Yeah, it's very interesting.
I'm all for encouraging the growth of the sport. I'm not sure about Quince yet. Yeah. There are other ways you can grow in the sport besides jumps. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we mentioned that the Olympics is starting this week. A hearing for the Canadian figure skaters seeking to get team event bronze medals was held in Switzerland today at the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It's the final appeal hearing to decide medals for the 2022 Olympics team event. If we get a decision on Canada's appeal, which we did not get any decision today, and the appeals from the Russian Federation, which those hearings were back in June, a medal ceremony will take place at the Paris Olympics on August 7th. So I think everybody's just kind of waiting to see if we get these decisions on the appeal. I know I even told Scott, hey, there may be a medal ceremony on August 7th. And so just got to wait and see what's happening here. But I know everybody's kind of hoping that we'll have a decision here soon so that the athletes can get their medal ceremony.
Yeah, and we should mention this is an ongoing story that continues to change. So after we release this episode, there may be an update. But as of when we're recording this on Monday, July 22nd, that's where we're at.
Moving on, Katie McBeath and Daniel Parkman have been added to the international selection pool, which means that Daniel has been released from Georgia, so they can now compete for the United States.
That will be exciting. Yes. We got to see them at Nationals last year.
Yes.
It'll be great to see them out competing.
Yeah.
On the international scene.
They had a really good short program. Unfortunately, their free skate didn't go as well because Katie broke her blade and had to skate on a new blade for the free skate. But I am glad that they are going to be able to compete internationally.
Tickets are now on sale for Skate Canada International. That's taking place in October in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
U.S. Figure Skating and the Skating Club of Boston will be hosting a unique summer skating show on August 15th featuring the top skaters in the U.S. Now, these Team USA athletes will be previewing a mix of their new programs for the 2024-2025 season. Skaters participating in the show include Ilya Malinin, Jason Brown, Max Neumoff, Isabeau Levito, Amber Glenn, Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea, Alicia Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov, and Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. Now, the skaters will be in Boston for Champs Camp. So this is really cool. They've never done this before where the fans get a sneak peek at what the skaters are going to compete this season. So if you're in the Boston area, go and check out this show, and we'll have the information in our show notes.
U.S. Figure Skating announced the winners of the 2024-2025 Community Development Grant, awarding a combined $12,000 to six recipients who will use the funds to attract, involve, and inspire new generations of figure skaters. The winners are Figure Skating on Your Block in Chicago, Illinois, City of Mill Creek in Mill Creek, Utah, Detroit Skating Club in Detroit, Michigan, Morgan Park Sports Center in Chicago, Illinois, Stockton FSC in Stockton, California, and Skate Therapy in Sugarland, Texas. Check out the link in our show notes to learn how these six recipients plan to use the funds.
So moving on to event results. The 2024 Cactus Classic took place in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was an NQS event. We are now fully in the NQS season. Star Andrews kicked off her season here, and she finished second. She was in first after the short program, but lost the event to Mia Kalin, who was eighth at U.S. Nationals, by 3 points. Mia Kalin, who was second after the short program, did complete a quad toe double axel combination in the free skate that earned her 15 points. She also attempted a quad salchow, but it was downgraded. More results from this competition will be in our show notes.
Well, the 2024 Peach Open, which took place in Duluth, Georgia, also an NQS event. Michelle Lee, who was 15th at the U.S. Nationals in January, won the senior women's event. the 2024 U.S. junior pewter medalist Emilia Nemirovsky won the junior women's event, and more results in our show notes.
The 2024 U.S. Collegiate Championships and Invitational took place in Ridgefield, Minnesota. Wren Warren Jacobsen won her second straight collegiate title, with Alina Butko and Lila Gibson winning the silver and bronze. For the men, Junsun Kim, who is a medical student at Johns Hopkins University, won by 19 points, with Goku Endo and Philip Baker winning the silver and bronze.
We will also have event results for Skate Wilmington, which took place last week in Wilmington, Delaware, and Skate Detroit, that took place in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, in our show notes.
Well, Skate Ontario's July sectional series took place this past week. Nadia Bashinska and Peter Beaumont debuted their new programs this season. Also, it was the debut of the new team, Fiona Bombier and Benjamin Mimar.
Finally, Korea had their Junior Grand Prix selection competition on July 20th and 21st. Jia Shin won the women's event, with the twins Yoo Seung Kim and Yoo Jae Kim finishing in second and third. Min Kyu Seo won the men's event, with Jae Kyun Lee and Habin Choi finishing in second and third.
We have updated our program announcements on our program announcements pages on the website, so please check those out.
I think maybe, shall we mention the one that Gina and I talked about last week, which is we were all quite looking forward to Luna Hendrix's announcements. And as expected, they're different from what she has been doing for the last couple of seasons. So she announced that the short program will be on jazz music and the free skate will be on an emotional version of Believe by Cher. So she's taking a different direction now. I'm quite curious to see what she will come up with.
I'm interested in seeing those programs too. I also wanted to mention too, to definitely go and check our website for program announcements. I added today Emily Chan and Spencer Howe. Their short program is To Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran. That program for me brings me back to Josh Ferris. That was one of his like final competitive programs, and no one has really competed that song. So I am really excited to see what Emily and Spencer do with it, because again, that program from Josh Ferris was one of my favorites. And it was one of the last competitive programs we saw from him. So I can't wait to see what Emily and Spencer do with it. So that's another one. Go and check that I added to our website. So make sure you go and check out our website.
Moving on to social media updates. Brooke McIntosh and Marco Zandrona have been announced as a new pairs team. They intend to represent Spain and are awaiting Brooke's release from Canada.
The ice show in Japan is ongoing, so keep an eye for updates from some of the skaters there, including Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Gabrielle Papadakis and Guillaume Cicerone, Kevin Amos, Ilya Malinin, Jean-Luc Baker, and Satoko Miyahara.
So former competitive ice dancer Alex Benoit has been performing on Broadway in the production of The Notebook. Well, on July 12th, he made his debut as Middle Noah in The Notebook. So we just wanted to wish him a congratulations. This is a huge deal. He's really been working on this since he retired from skating, and he's making a name for himself. So congratulations, Alex.
Yeah, how exciting. As someone who loves Broadway, that is just so cool. And hopefully maybe I'll get to see Alex at some point, maybe whether I make it down to New York City to see The Notebook, or he is with another show and starts traveling. Whatever, this is just really cool, and hopefully I'll get to see him perform at some point in his career.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I am friends with his mom on Facebook, and following her travel adventures trying to get there in time, they had a flight delay and some things happening, but they were able to get there in time to see his debut, so it's pretty wonderful. So moving on to upcoming events for the week. 2024 Glacier Falls Summer Classic will take place in Anaheim, California this week. It's an NQS for singles and pairs. It's the first NQS of the season for pairs.
And we mentioned it at the beginning of the show because Daphne and I are going there, but next week is the 2024 Lake Placid Ice Dance Championships and the Lake Placid Ice Dance International. They start July 28th Yay! And run to the 31st.
I'm so excited.
In Lake Placid, New York. I'm excited as well.
Also taking place this week are the 2024 Southeast Asian Open Trophy, which is going to take place between July 27th and 29th in Manila, Philippines. And there are two events happening the following.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Week, the 2024 Philadelphia Summer Championships and the 2024 Scott Hamilton Invitational.
All right. Well, we teased at the beginning of the show about Mateo's adventure last week. So, Mateo, take it away.
Right. So, as I said, I went to Česká Lípa, which is a small town about 1.5 hours away from Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, with other media that you might know. So it's our lovely photographer for icedance.com, Yuriko Suzuki. And we were also joined by videographer Daniel Linden from the Ice Capture. So the reason why we were there is that, as we speak, the Ice Dance Summer Camp is taking place there in Česká Lípa. This is the second year that this event is taking place there. However, the difference is that last year it was mainly Matteo Zanni's school that was there, while this year is also joined by other schools, including Maurizio Margaglio School in Finland and Luca Lanotte School in Milan. So the ice was quite busy. They have 35 teams there. It's probably one of the biggest summer camps of its kind. 17 countries are being represented. So hopefully I'm not going to forget any country, but they have Cyprus, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Georgia, France, Finland, Italy, Poland, Ukraine, Switzerland, Sweden, Great Britain, Hungary, Estonia, Germany, Austria, and Spain. So it's a big, big group, as you can see. They have a large group of professionals working with the skaters as well. So there is a total of 14 coaches. I already mentioned Matteo Zanni, Maurizio Margaglio, and Luca Lanotte. They also have other names such as Barbara Resnikova, Katarina Muller, and Mikkel Cheska, just to name a few. The teams that are there are quite mixed. So there's a different, they go from junior to very experienced skaters like Julia Turkela and Matthias Versluis of Finland, the Tashkers, so Natalie and Philip, the Mrazeks as well, Katarina and Daniel, Yuka Orihara and Juho Pirinen from Finland. But there are also a lot of teams that we have seen in the challenge circuits and new names that are training to become the next generation of skaters. So quite a lot of potential going on there.
So you got to see a lot of teams, it sounds like, which is fantastic, especially for this time of year.
Indeed, yeah. And it's quite interesting because basically, you know, we are all used to follow the season when the competitions are on, and we don't really know much about what happens in the off season. We know that they're training, they're getting ready for the new season, but actually it's very interesting to witness it with my own eyes because the work that goes into preparing for the new season is very intensive. What they're doing there, as I said, they got a 5-week long summer camp. The training starts very early in the morning and sometimes can last all the way through in the evening. So they put a lot of time in, and it's a big production because there's a lot of on the ice and off the ice time that is being spent there. So when they are on the ice, they have a lot of work that goes into upskilling the skaters, refining what they know and learning new skills. But they also work, of course, on the programs for the new season. So I had a couple of sneak peeks of what we're going to see, which is quite interesting. Off the ice, they have a lot of work happening as well. So when they're not skating, they have a studio with dance coaches where they do a lot of choreography work, but they also have physical preparation with specialists on site. And the good thing about where they are in Česká Lípa is that the arena allows them to have access to the ice for the entire day, which is, of course, ideal, and also has the infrastructure in place to offer space for dancing, to offer a gym, space for physio, for example. And it feels that they are receiving a well-rounded support, which is exactly what the skaters need to get ready for the new season.
Does it seem like the skaters are enjoying this camp and working with everybody and seeing all these other teams there? And like you said, so many teams were there.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak to quite a lot of them, and they all shared that they're very happy to have a chance to work with such a large group of people. They also enjoy working with coaches from other schools because, of course, they have a close relationship with the coach that they train with or the team of coaches that they train with for the entire year. But it's good to have other schools that they and other coaches from other schools that they can work with because, of course, they have a different style. They can teach them different techniques so that they find it very interesting. And yeah, it looks like they're doing a lot of work, but they're also having fun while doing it, which is, I think, the best thing out of what I was able to witness there. I also had a chance to ask about the new rhythm dance theme, and it seems that overall skaters are quite excited about it, and you can definitely get a sense of fun from all the teams. They say that there's, of course, a lot of research that went into it. But the music that I could hear are very engaging. So I can anticipate that we're going to have a very fun season in Icetens, particularly when it comes to the rhythm dance. It's something that we're definitely going to be looking forward to.
So what was it like, Mateo? Because you got to attend the summer gala show.
Yeah, so the summer gala is not the culmination really of the entire thing because it's week 3 or 5, but it's of course an event to celebrate what they're doing and to have a bit of fun as well along the way. But it was very interesting. That was on Friday evening. The summer gala went on with almost all the teams performing in front of the audience in Česká Lípa. We saw a lot of very nice performances from the beauty of the program that Julia Turkila and Mattia Versuli presented to the very emotionally intense program of Natasha Lagouche and Arnaud Cafin. We also had some entertaining classics like the Tashler's Madonna routine, which is always very funny, and Yuka Orihara and Yuko Pirinen's fly-themed program, which is also very engaging and got everyone clapping along with them. There was really a lot of fun there on the ice. The skater that were not skating were watching their friends performing, and they also had a nice finale on the ice with the music from the famous movie Dirty Dancing, while each one of the teams were individually doing their own final routine to finish the day, and then concluding by, you know, they do the usual going around the ice rink, waving to everyone. And as you can imagine, there were quite a lot of skaters on the ice with almost 30 teams being present at the summer gala show. But it was so much fun to watch, and they all got on really well and had fun performing it. And I think that that's one of the things that really surprised me. The atmosphere was absolutely amazing. As soon as I arrived, I could see that the vibe was really good between the skaters and the coaching teams. And you know, it's quite refreshing because, of course, what we do as media and maybe as audience as well is to see the skaters during competitions where they have that pressure on to compete, to perform. They are in the zone as well because they have to focus. So to see them not having to worry about competitions was quite interesting and very refreshing in a way. They do support each other at large. I remember that when they were practicing the gala program, or even when they're doing their work on the ice, there is a lot of encouraging and cheering for their friends while they're doing something. Also, you know, the atmosphere is very relaxed. So, for instance, the day that I arrived was Mathieu's 30th birthday, and he was celebrated by everyone gathering around him on the ice, singing him happy birthday. There was a cake that his friends made for him. And even after the gala, there were three birthdays that were being celebrated: Luca Marini from Switzerland, Carlotta Argentieri and Francesco Riva from Italy. And again, everyone got around them singing happy birthday. It was really a beautiful atmosphere, and I really enjoyed it.
So what are your key takeaways? Or if you reflect on this experience, what do you take away from it?
I think you can definitely see that these summer camps are giving skaters what they need to get ready for the new season and to keep improve themselves. So they are essential for them to develop the skaters that they want to become. However, they also give them a chance to bond with our skaters, to learn from each other, to support each other, to create new memories that they will cherish for the future. So I feel like what I could see is that a summer camp like this, which, again, as I said, is quite exceptional because of its size, is quite important for the professional but also the personal development of skaters. And that's something that I find it's quite important to share from the experience that I had there in Cescalipa. And also want to say huge congratulations to Matteo Zani and everyone in the management team for the incredible work that goes into organizing and running and coordinated such a busy summer camp. They are flat out busy with a lot of work. So really well done to all of them. It's exceptional to see what they're doing for the skaters that are there and are able to benefit from all the work that is being put together.
There's so much that goes into things that I think people don't think of. But if you look at when each of us are traveling and we're having to book lodging and, you know, transport and all of those are all things that have to go into setting up a camp like this, because that all of their skaters would need lodging and transportation to and from the rink and all of those pieces. It's not an easy task. So they've done a fantastic job of being able to pull that all together, plus the fact that they're all different training centers. So, I mean, it's a great job.
Yeah, and as I said, it's 35 teams, so you need to have different slots of skaters on the ice, and the slots have to be forged well and through as well. So I suppose that sometimes they can mix skaters, but very often they have to be careful about the level of skills of the skaters that are going to be on the ice, or even working with the choreographers. But again, it's great because they are giving skaters a chance to upskill themselves, but also maybe skaters that are not as advanced yet to be exposed to those that have got better skills than what they currently have and learn from them. And that's really phenomenal.
That is awesome, Matteo. Thank you for sharing. And thanks to Matteo Zani for being so welcoming and having a few members of Team IDC there, because Matteo was there, but also Eureka was there and sent photos. The gallery is up at IDC, so you'll be able to check out her pictures. But let's go ahead and transition to... We always like to end our episode by shining a lens on the happenings at This Week in Skating, IDC, and FSO.
So yeah, from This Week in Skating, a reminder to go check our website for the latest episodes, including our show notes, and also to have a look at our This Week in Skating swag. But most importantly, we have news to share. So we are now live on YouTube as well. You can look for our podcast there. It's again at This Week in Skating, so it's a tag that you're quite familiar with. Go check it out, and that's another venue for you to listen to us.
So at IDC, we have Dallas Classic Pictures. Both Robin and I were there. We have a great article covering Phoebe Becker and James Hernandez that Mateo conducted. And we have a solo dance Q&A with British solo dancer Natasha Griffin. And as I mentioned, we have photos from the summer camp gala. Gina, what's happening at FSO?
Well, over at FSO, I have photos from Dallas Classic, from Robin. And at the end of last week, we posted our third part of our summer collegiate intercollegiate series. It was an interview with now two-time U.S. collegiate champion Ren Warren Jacobson, and it's about how she balances skating and school. So definitely go check that out. That was written by our newest writer, Sophia.
Well, and as we mentioned, we will not have a new episode next Tuesday. But stay tuned to later in the week. Gina and I plan to record an episode talking about the Lake Placid Ice Dance Championships and the Lake Placid Ice Dance International. So we will be back to our regularly scheduled episodes for the foreseeable future, starting the following week. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.